Hey, 330 Ron, do you have the online check-in list you could read?
I do have. This is the online list. It's kind of a long one. We'll get started. We'll go through it quick. WSAR 815 John. WRJE 998 George. WRKR 400 Alpha and Bravo Dave and Daryl. WSAJ 339 Alpha and Bravo Tom and Nikki. Break. WSBA 499 Matt. WQWV 800 Frank. WRUA 709 Ken. WRKN 799 Tony. WSAJ 769 Dino. WRZJ. WRZJ 551 Colin. WRZJ 579 Mitchell. Break. WRQC 598 Bravo Jim. WRUE 231 Joshua. WRZN 216 J. WRNN 591 Tim. WROJ 455 Jeff. And WRDG 580 Max. That's what I have. Back to net.
Thank you, Ron. This is WRKF 572 Bob. I have the intelligence report, and this is kind of a different one. It's a real contemporary. I was wondering this right now. It was September 29, 2024, and it was out of Helena, from the Hurricane Helena. It's EXSUM Hurricane Helena. Beware of missed information and false reports regarding power restoration times. Please contact your utility for accurate information, not Joe on Facebook. Lines forming in many impacted areas for fuel. In some locations, availability is scarce. Conserve it if you have it. Helena has over 4 million people without power. It will take weeks, possibly months, to restore power and communications to some areas. Please be patient. If you have neighbors with medical conditions and medical equipment that requires power, please check them out. Widespread internet and cellular outages in West North Carolina and surrounding areas. This is impacting communications, credit card transactions, etc. Restoration could be weeks and more in some areas. Tempers are flaring in impacted areas, and we have received reports of firearms being pulled on first responders and on an individual at a gas station. Be careful out there. Who knows what this will be like in a couple of days. Some fuel stations are rationing gas purchases. Many radio operators are getting their backup antennas in the air and checking it in today, most from areas with no power or cell service. Keep up the persistent presence monitoring to support our community and to those who have no other methods to communicate. Multiple reports of 500 to 1,000 gallon propane tanks floating in floodwaters, leaking vapor or liquid. Be aware of these hazards. Many cells and broadcast tower sites are inaccessible in western North Carolina due to damages or destroyed access roads preventing repair and resupply. Note that in rural areas, call service may get worse before it gets better. Curfew is being implemented in many areas. North Carolina DOT still says in West North Carolina should be considered closed. Reports of tourists stuck in the Boone, Blowing Rock, Little Switzerland are showing up on social media. Travel from Tennessee to North Carolina will remain difficult for the foreseeable future. Tennessee State is surveying the damages on 140 with MRAP. Four damaged areas reported so far. I-26 bridge over the Nolanchucky River in Tennessee has collapsed, cutting off all major paths to Tennessee from Tennessee to North Carolina. Floodwaters are receding in many smaller rivers. The Nolanchucky has peaked and is dropping. Others are doing similar. Images of the extensive damages are coming to light. Risk of dam failures is declining. We have worked multiple welfare requests in West North Carolina in the last 12 hours using radio and all other means possible. We were able to locate one and find a route back to Tennessee for the other. Both were able to find working internet for an update. Others were relayed via satellite or radio. Power restored in Volusia, Florida. Various disaster relief organizations are delivering supplies and staff to Tennessee and North Carolina. Gaining access to some impacted areas is proving to be extremely difficult and will take time. Some hospitals have suspended some of the or all services in East Tennessee and possibly other areas due to various impacts of the storm. And that's the end of the report. I thought that was really fitting because that's right what's happening now in the East United States, and it might have an impact for us knowing how to radio talk here in case of a disaster. That's the end of the report. Okay, we're going to start the Channel 3 project, and I'm going to bow out. And West 327, are you out there?
WRKU 327, yeah, I am. I guess we'll start the simplex drill that we do every Sunday night, starting on FRS, GMRS, Channel 3. Then we'll move over to MERS, Channel 3, and finally, if you're licensed, we'll see you on HAM, simplex frequency, 146420. This is for the Grants Pass area. I know that Dewey and others handle this Channel 3 project in other regions, so stand by for that. I'll see the Grants Pass folks on FRS Channel 3. Bye-bye.